Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as your word says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, amen. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made us glad through thy work. We will triumph in thy works of thy hands. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you be with this service, and that you would bless it and it bring glory to you, Lord. And as we leave today, that as we put on the whole armor of God, we would also wear as a countenance the joy of the Lord that you fill us with. Amen.
The title of our song today is For All He's Done.
Every morning when I wake to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done.
He meets my every need. He's always been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done.
For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him for all He's done.
If I started now until I die, there'd still be many more. But if I'd mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son.
Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I'm going to try to live my life to please Him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I want to lift my hands and praise Him for all He's done.
Psalms 107, 1 and 2, 21 and 22, and Psalms 100, 1 and 2, 4 and 5. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. O that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
We're going to sing "Thank You, Lord." There's a roof up above me, a nice place to sleep.
There's food on my table and shoes on my feet.
You gave me your love, Lord, and a nice family.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Someday when I travel my last mile here, the call will be coming for me. I'll enter the lifeboat that will be near to carry me over the sea. He'll hold to my hand as over life's river I go. Then safe I shall be in beautiful heaven I know. My boat shall sail safely the waves dash high, for Jesus will be at my side. He'll still the rough waters when by and by I'm crossing the river so wide. He'll hold my hand as over life's river I go. Then safe I shall be in beautiful heaven I know. Oh, I think I see that city and the lights along the shore. Oh, I hear the angels singing, come, you're welcome home. When we get home to that beautiful land, where the city and the streets are pure gold, when we cross over the river of life and is safe in our heavenly home. When we get home, how sweet it will be.
The people walked for many a day. The sun was hot as they went their way. There was no water. The river was dry. The people cried out, "We'll surely die." So Moses prayed unto the Lord. God said, "Just listen to my word. Obey me now, and I shall give plenty of water. You all shall live." Moses obeyed the word of God. He struck the rock with his mighty rod. God's word was true. The water came. The people were glad and praised God's name.
For me, God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me. God cares for me and me. God cares for 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 me and me. God cares.
The primary Sunday school class chose "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart" for this year's presentation. We discussed how we should be thankful in good times, for family, friends, and in good health, and in bad times, when being disciplined, being caught in traffic, and in sicknesses. In everything, God has a plan, and his plan is always perfect. The primary Sunday school class will share what they're thankful for, the good things, of course, and then they're going to share a verse and a song to encourage you to always be thankful.
Thankful for my mom, my dad, and my sister, my friend. I'm thankful for family and food. I'm thankful for Jesus. Thankful for my friends and church.
I'm thankful for food and games.
Okay, you'll notice on the wall, there's a PowerPoint of some words for a praise song that Dylan and Evan are going to play. I thought it was a song that you might not be familiar with, and so I want you to look at the words and as they play. Notice the words, it's a beautiful praise song. It's talking about some things that we should be thankful for the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, but most of all, you see that love that over and around us lies, and that's the love of Jesus Christ, is that he loved us even before we were born. He knew what he was going to do for us. He was going to die for us, and that is truly great love that we should be thankful for. Now, this is a praise song, so who is it that we should be praising today? Who's worthy of this praise?
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4:11.
Now the verse that they just quoted is from worship in the future. That was in Revelation. But you know, we should be worshiping right now. And we've been studying about worship, and I want Lindsay to tell us exactly what is worship.
To demonstrate a attitude of respect and awe for God.
Okay, so to demonstrate, it means you're going to show it. And this action or this starts where, Lindsay? In the
heart.
Okay, it's an attitude of the heart. Whatever's inside is going to show up on the outside. Mr. Livingston keeps telling us to sing with that joy when we see those words. Let it show on the outside. All right, so there are other things. So what are some of these actions? Let's see, Evan, you have one. What is one of the actions that we can do to show we're worshiping God?
We worship by responding to God's word.
Okay, we respond to God's word. Whenever pastor preaches and we do have a response, we should be listening. And our response should be one of?
Obedience.
Okay, that's what it should be. And we should remember to obey God's word. Let's see, what else? There's another way. Hannah, how else do we worship God?
We worship by giving to God.
Okay, but giving? Giving what?
Money.
Okay, we bring our tithes and offerings. And God has said that every man according as he purposes in his heart to give. And he loves a cheerful giver. So, you know, we were studying particularly where that the Israelites were bringing money to rebuild the temple. And so there's something else, though. What else can we give?
Time.
Our time. Oh, but everyone says, I don't have time. Oh, that's one of my favorite phrases. Because time just seems to get away. But we do have time, and we had better make sure that we put God first and seek him first. And then all of these other things will be added. He's the most important. So time and money. Thank you. I'm sure there's other things, but that's two of them. What else, Amber?
We worship by singing.
Oh, that's our favorite. We love to sing. And as I said, Mr. Livingston has said we need to sing with that joyful heart. It starts in the heart, doesn't it?
Yes.
Don't sit there and not, when you're singing, pay attention to the words. Think who you are singing to. Okay? Pastor said it's an audience of one, right? Okay. See, I'm listening. Okay. And then the last one, let's see. There's something else, Jaden. What else can we worship? How can we show we're worshiping God?
We worship by remembering Christ's death.
Okay, by remembering Christ's death. And we do that in our church, or you can do it all the time, but we do it particularly through the communion where we have the elements of the bread and the cup, and we remember, we should sit there and think about just what he did for us. How long should we do this? Till what?
Until he comes.
Till he comes. Okay. Remember till he comes. So, but right now, we would like to close out our portion of the praise service by singing a song of praise. Turn that over. And Amanda's going to be playing for us. And that way. Okay. All right.
Glory be to God on high. Alleluia.
to be praised.
Time for some testimonies, and the way we're going to work this, Paul is coming. We have a microphone here that we'd like for you as you stand up to give your testimony, to give your name, and then your testimony. Speak up, make sure it can be heard. We also have a ministry in which we make CDs there for some that cannot be here, and that way they will be able to hear your testimony. If you don't have it on mic, they can't hear it. So please keep that in mind. Now, the testimonies are about God. Not about us. And so just praise the Lord for what He is doing and magnify Him and all that that you share. And who would like to be first?
Hi, my name is Ruth Stewart, and I just want to say the greatest and best decision I ever made was when I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for my parents, Kenneth and Theda Hartman, who were saved just prior to my birth. My mama said she was baptized when she was carrying me. And I want to say, a few months ago, the Lord burdened my heart through a message here about my neighborhood, about the souls of the people around me. And so then, a few weeks ago, when the pastor had the bags for us to give out in our neighborhood, this was the answer I needed to go out and share with my neighbors the Lord about the gospel. Even if they weren't home, we could put this bag on their door. So Timothy and I were out yesterday, and I was able to talk to my neighbor, catty cornered across the street, and found out that she has cancer, and I believe she is saved. And then there was another neighbor way back in the woods that we went to, and as we approached the door, the lady came with a very burdened heart And when she knew we were from a church, she said, I feel that God sent you. She was burdened about her pet. And those of you that have pets know that they're like part of your family. She was waiting for the veterinarian to call her back and let her know what they felt the problem was. And I told her that we would be praying for her dog. I mean, there's people all around us, and I just want to thank the pastor and our church for this ministry where we can reach out. And one more thing, I don't know about you, but my blesser was really blessed when I saw these 20 teenagers up there singing this morning. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Ruth.
My name is Beth Jones. I wanted to, I say this every year, I hope y'all not tired of it, but the teens did a really great job on Saturday a week ago helping with the Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes. And I want to thank the church for the donations, for the shoeboxes, for collecting. Y'all do an awesome job, and I just can't thank you enough for that. Last year we did about, I think, 105, 109, and this year we're going to be in the 120s. Mm-hmm. So it's just every box is an opportunity for a child to get to know Christ. And if that child comes to know Christ, you know, possibly the family will too. So I just say, let's keep it up and save me those shoe boxes all year long. I'll take them and put them in the basement. And I'll tell you all this little quick story. I've tried to be organized in the basement with all these supplies and things. And I was praying about it. I said, Lord, I'd really like to have one of these nice organized things. So I found one on Craigslist, contacted the guy, and he said, somebody is coming to get it Tuesday night. I said, okay, well, if they fall through, call me or email me. So they didn't come, and I emailed him and back and forth. And so I had already prayed about it. I prayed about everything. And I said, Lord, you know, I'd really like to get this so Rex won't fuss to me about the basement. So I said, so he texted me. I was working on boxes Friday night because I guess it's an obsession of mine. I just feel like I have to add to it. So I was working on boxes, and the guy texted me and said, you're in luck. The lady fell through. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you, Lord. I appreciate that prayer. So I was able to get that and hopefully get a little more organized. But just to God be the glory, and just thank y'all so much. And let's keep getting those boxes to those kids and pray that, now we need to pray. Just pray that all goes well for Samaritan's Purse. You know, that's a miracle to get 10 million boxes to all these countries. Only God could get all that done. So let's just be in prayer this week about that. And thank y'all.
My name is James Livingston. I'm thankful for so many things to God, but I'm thankful that, like he sent Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch, that he sent somebody my way. Even though I was brought up in the Catholic Church and I knew the Word of God, I didn't know who God was until somebody explained things to me and started me on this path to salvation. I would have been lost in my sins. And I'm just thankful of that, and I'm very thankful of Holly Hills Baptist Church, Pastor Randy and your family, everything they've done for my family. Three of our four children were saved in this. We have grown up in this church. In the military, it was always tough finding a good Bible-preaching church, and then to be able to have God say, be still and know I'm God, place me here. This has been our home ever since, the longest we've been in any church, and I'm just so thankful of it.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Marie Barker, and I've been here at this church for, I guess, 2004. But I've been in church most all of my life, and I was saved in a Methodist church. But I know that the Lord Jesus is my Savior, and I pray for each of you to know the same thing. God gave me the desire and the ability to work with young children, whom I love very much. And I pray that I'll be able to work with young children as long as Ms. Marshall did.
Amen. Amen.
My name's Tom Bowman, and, you know, I look around this church, and you couldn't help but give praise to God for the blessings we've all received. I thank God for each and every one of you. It's been a special year for us. We have five grandchildren, and the last two accepted Christ this year as their Savior.
Amen.
And him give the glory. I thank him for my wonderful wife for bringing me a God-fearing woman. Lord, we love you. We love you as a church, and we give you the glory.
Amen.
Thank you. My name is John Woodward. I thank the Lord for salvation and this church, and really thank the Lord for my wife. I was blessed with great in-laws. Blessed for here, my father-in-law will be 79, I believe, tomorrow.
Amen.
And they're up visiting. I'm just really thankful they're here. Thank the Lord for this church.
Amen. Thank you.
Brother Jim, and the Lord's been really good to me this year. As most of you know, the 9th of April, the doctor went in and replaced my right shoulder. That was a blessing within itself, because since he has done that, the Lord has given me enough healing in my shoulder that I don't have any arthritic pain in that shoulder anymore. I have most of my range of motion back and some of my strength back. So the Lord's really been good to me. But the Lord has given me another blessing. This year I just recently found out that I have a half-brother who's still alive. I never knew he existed. He never knew I was here. But I'm not going to promote anything, but due to Ancestry.com, I was able to, my wife and a friend of ours found out that who my family was on my father's side, and I've met my first cousin, and I've talked to my brother, and the Lord just been so good to me this year.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Robert Blackwell. I just want to praise the Lord just for the, I guess, chastisement and discipline that he gives us in our lives, because it was about exactly a year ago at this time that the Lord got a hold of my heart, and I shared that with both in some of the services that I got an opportunity to both testify in and teach in a couple classes, and just the what he's done through the last year of showing me how important not only, you know, what being saved, but then above and beyond being spirit-filled and being controlled by that, by the Holy Spirit, and the joy that I've experienced the last year is unlike any other. And I think for the first time in a long time, I can look back over the year and say that I'm further in my walk than I was last year.
Amen. Amen.
And I've not accomplished anything by no means, but it's exciting to see that there's that I'm moving in the right direction.
Amen.
Song we're going to sing is called "And Now My Life Song Sings." And when I told Pastor we wanted to sing this on Praise Service Day, which I think Rob's done it a few years ago, but I really feel like it's a true testimony song, and so we wanted to sing it at the end of the testimony time today.
Was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. So far away, but I'm home now. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And now my life song sings.
I once was blind, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. I don't know how, but when he touched me, I once was blind. My life.
Thank you all, trio. Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to James chapter 1. We've heard the testimony. We've seen examples of many things in which God has done and many things for which we have to give thanks unto the Lord. Answered prayer, we've heard about. We've seen opportunities to minister, to witness in the community prayer walks and so forth that's been going on. We've had some responses from that, which we praise the Lord to as well, and opportunities to speak to individuals. In today's message, I've got one verse only I want to share with you in the brief time that we'll take. And it reminds us of some things in which we ought to be thankful. Here in verse chapter 1 of James, in verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." There are three things I want us to see. One is, what has God given? Secondly, what is God like? And then third, we'll see, for what should we be thankful? Now, in verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, from the Father of lights," he's talking about. Everything good in this world has come from God. Now, there are many things in this world that are not good. Now, things in which have been generated by Satan himself, actions and so forth. And God has allowed, even as a sovereign God, has allowed him to operate, such as in the life of Job, we saw in Scripture. But there are many things that come that are not so far from God there, but there are things that are bad. There are also things that are generated from man's own heart. I don't know if y'all know this, but my heart is deceitful, just like yours. Every one of us in our old nature, our sinful nature, has a heart that is deceitful. In Genesis 6, in verse 5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Was that saying that there was not anybody that was an average, pretty good guy back in those days? No, I'm sure that there were. Just like there are many people in this world today that if you look at them and so forth, they seem to be very honest, very hardworking, kind, and considerate, etc. people. They may be lost and on their way to hell. But there are many good people that will go to hell because they have never come to a point where they realize that they were a sinner and needing of forgiveness, and that Jesus Christ died on Calvary to provide that forgiveness. And if they would just trust what the Lord Jesus Christ did as their payment of sin, then they would have God's forgiveness and a life with Him in heaven afterwards. But we see here that with man, even with us, within our hearts, it is a wicked place. Matthew 15 and verse 19, Jesus said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies." All of these come from our heart. They're natural. Nobody has to teach us how to think that way or to feel that way. Our flesh is fully equipped in those areas. But every good thing comes from God. Another way we may say it is, if it comes from God, it's good, even if we don't recognize it at the time. Just like with Job, I'm sure that when things started happening in his life there, he didn't look at it and say, "Boy, I'm praise the Lord, all these great things are happening. My kids are dying. I'm losing everything that I ever had." No. But God used it for good in his life. And there are many things that may happen in our lives that are good that we just don't recognize at the time because we don't know what God is going to do through that in our life for his glory and for our betterment. Paul was one in that case there. If you remember his thorn in the flesh, he asked God on three different occasions to remove that, whatever that was, the infirmity of the flesh that he had. He didn't think it was good at the time. But God said there, "Unto him my grace is sufficient for you." And in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10, he says, Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In other words, what Paul was saying, this thorn in the flesh, God gave it to me so that I wouldn't get too big for my own britches, so to speak. So my pride wouldn't be lifted up in thinking that God is using me to write the majority of the New Testament to His people, and that I must be something. And our flesh can get that way real quick. But Paul says, I'm reminded by this affirmity of the flesh that that's not the case. And as I see what I can't do, I'm that much more inclined to turn to Him that can do. And when I rely upon Christ, I can do all things. And when I am not relying on Christ, I can do nothing, as the branch apart from the vine illustrated can show us. It's when I recognize I'm weak, then I look to Christ and He makes me strong. And therefore, with Romans 8:28, all things do work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God works in mysterious ways. Also, the phrase there, every good gift and every perfect gift, in the original language sounds something like this: every good act of giving by God and every good thing received from God. Every gift. The every good act of giving emphasizes it's good to receive things from God, because the gifts He gives are always good. And therefore, the last statement, every good thing received from God, and it is good if it's received of Him, it emphasizes the perfect quality of whatever God gives. Therefore, we could say God's giving is always good and His gifts are always perfect, just what we needed, even if we don't recognize it at the time. Then what is God like, according to verse 17? It says there He's the Father of lights, with no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Father of Lights is a Jewish name that is given, or title is given to God as Creator. He is the one that created all things, including the sun, moon, and stars, the lights of the firmament, as they would be called. He is, as Creator, omnipotent, having all power. Also, light has to do with illumination of our mind, of our understanding. And Jesus Christ, when He ascended into heaven, sent the Holy Spirit as our comforter, our resident truth teacher, if you will. And everyone that trusts Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and abides within them and is there to teach us all truth from God's Word, so that I don't need necessarily to say that I cannot say necessarily that I do not and cannot understand this book as a Christian. Because I have the Holy Spirit of God living in me to help me to understand its truth. And so it's important for us to get into God's Word and let His Spirit teach us and lead us into that great truth, and use every aspect that God has given us opportunity into learning, putting forth that effort. Also in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, it says that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. And in that passage, it's talking about darkness being sin and so forth. He is holy is the idea there. He is omnipotent as Creator. He is the Illuminator as the Holy Spirit. He is holy as the one that has shown His sinlessness to us. And He is unchanging. No variableness that is there. There is no changing, neither shadow of turning there. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." We don't have to worry about God being one way one day and a different way the next. Amen. You know, we have people that we know of that we have to tiptoe around them a little bit until we figure out what kind of day they're having. God is the same every day. And the same that He is always good, is always great. the light of the sun seems to change in a day. Now we know that it's not the sun that's changing, but the earth that's rotating. But the shadows that we see that move, and the sun that starts apparently in one area of our atmosphere and ends in another, makes us think that it's moving, but really it's us that move. The same thing may be true with our God. There is no variableness. There is no changing. There is no moving. If God is not there now, it's because we have moved. We need to recognize how faithful our God is, consistent. So then it leaves us, for what should we be thankful? Well, number one, we ought to be thankful for God's good gifts that we receive in His perfect timing. Everything comes from God is good, even if we don't recognize it at the time. Every gift that He gives at the right time. And we need to trust Him with it. We need to be thankful. God's unchanging love and goodness toward us is something that we should be thankful. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will be the same. Unchanging. And we can be thankful. He is faithful unto us consistently. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions, His love fails not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. We sang about it in a hymn a while ago. Great is God's faithfulness. So I encourage you, as you face Thanksgiving here this week, as you're gathering with friends and family, as you think about the food and so forth that you can be thankful for, expand your mind a little bit and think about other things that God has given us and what we might be thankful for. If you're given the opportunity and somebody just flippantly at work or somewhere else says, so what are you thankful for? What would your answer be? Or would you have to think just for a moment? Let's go ahead and give it some thought, so that we know what we're thankful for. And then let's take the opportunities that affords us to be thankful unto the Lord for what He has done. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful, anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Even in our prayers, we ought to be thankful and express it from a grateful heart, of lips of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. We're going to close here the service this morning by singing a song that I like to close with on this, and I think it's very appropriate from the message here. God is so good. You don't need a hymn book for it. We'll give you the words as we go through there. But let's stand together as we sing it, please.
Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for this service today. We're thankful that we could participate in it, that we could praise You for all the things that You've done. And this just won't even scratch the surface, Lord, because You are so good to us. You've given us everything that we ever have had and that we ever will have. And the most important thing, You've given us Jesus so that we could have eternal life. And we praise You for that today. As we go away from here today, we ask for Your protection. But Lord, through our Thanksgiving holiday that we'll be observing together with family and friends, may it be a special year for us to praise You and give You all the glory that You deserve. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.